Hey, welcome to the film podcast. What's up? We should have a little like clap intro, like where people are like, yeah, applause. Yes.
Golf clap.
Yeah, a lot of things to talk about today. A lot of movies we've seen that we haven't talked about. A lot of movies we want to see. Today we're doing our summer preview. Movies coming out this summer that we're excited about. Some not so much, some too much, I'd say.
I mean, why even talk about the ones we're not excited about?
Can we just gloss over those ones?
I guess so.
Because like, it's going to be like the epic podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about everything coming out.
Because there's like two films I could talk about for probably at least a half an hour.
All right. Well, let's talk about some movies. First, let's talk about movies we've seen in theaters. Anything new? It's been a while. So I got to see Pain and Gain. I don't think we talked about that last time.
I don't think it was out.
Yeah. It wasn't out yet.
So, anybody else see it?
Yep.
I have not.
Jenny?
No.
Shame on you.
What's it called?
It's The Rock. Pain and Gain.
Oh, I thought you said Pennigan. I don't know.
Pennigan's.
I wasn't listening clearly. I haven't seen it yet, but yeah. I will.
Michael Bay, what do you think?
I think it's his best movie. I loved it. I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I did too. I think it's his best movie. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Here's my only complaint is that there's a bunch of jokes that don't work. You know what I mean? That like, it's really funny. The whole movie is funny, but there's a couple of jokes that don't work. If they had shaved those jokes out of the movie, I think it would have been a much tighter movie and it would have been, you know, a brisk 2 hours instead of 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was like, it had action. I caught one thing. It takes place in like early 90s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think someone was telling me that they saw an Xbox in the movie. And they're like, Xbox wasn't out yet. So.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, but, Tony Shalhoub's character was that rich. He had the Xbox before it came out.
Pre-release Xbox. But I enjoyed it. I saw it. I'd pay full price to see it again. I'd see it again because it was fun. The Rock.
Oh, definitely.
The Rock stole the movie,
He's so good. His comedic timing is pretty brilliant.
Yeah. And Mark Wahlberg was really funny, too. Like, he plays dumb very well. And
He plays it so... I mean, this is, for me, like, one of my favorite performances of his, because he just does it so well.
Yeah. Everybody was great.
Anthony Mackie.
He was good.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He was good. Tony Shalhoub is a lot of fun.
Yeah. But The Rock, by far, kind of still... He's I never thought I'd find myself saying this, but he's too buff. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, he needs to like eat a couple cheeseburgers or something and like relax for a week or two.
He does. He eats cheeseburgers.
But he just fucking works the shit.
Okay, this is bad. I think it was Diary. Remember Diary on MTV back in the day? When they did MTV Diary of The Rock.
Really?
And he was talking about like he had like a cheat day. And like first thing in the morning on Saturday, he would like eat a dozen glazed donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And that was just to set a base for the rest of the donuts that he was going to eat.
Right, of course.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Man, that's a good cheat day.
Yeah. A dozen donuts. It's like, hey, what'd you have for your cheat day? Well, I started off the day with a dozen donuts.
Yeah.
And then it went, you know, it was just nothing but great food from there. All right. So what else did we see? Did everybody see Iron Man 3, I suppose?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Iron Man 3. Good? No good, guys?
I enjoyed it.
You guys took a drink. I feel like you guys, like, it's like, you guys, I felt like it was the moment in the movie where, like I'm trying to interrogate you guys.
Nobody wants to say anything.
Let me take a drink. It's like, I'll tell you right now, hold on. And then you guys took a drink and you're like, okay, let's talk about it. So,
well, I mean, it wasn't like a painful experience.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's just very clearly... A sort of censored Shane Black movie.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
a Shane Black movie, but it's watered down. It's like, oh, it could have been... Like, you see the glimpses, like, oh, I see where it could have gone there, and it could have become, like, Kiss... Well, the opening right away reminds me of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah,
with the voice starting over the narration. And, I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was definitely not... I feel like if they had just let Shane Black do an R-rated Iron Man, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because... people were like, oh, should I take my kids to see it? And I'm like, it's funny because it's a Iron Man movie. But I mean, even for like Marvel and like Disney, That was a lot of people getting shot in this movie.
Yeah, people get messed up in this movie.
Yeah, like a lot. Like it wasn't like, oh, one person got shot. No, like they use a gun on a lot of people. It was like it was like an 80s action movie all over again.
Well, yeah,
with no blood.
Especially when you've got Don Cheadle and Robert Downey Jr. I'm like, oh, hey, it's like Shane Black doing a Lethal Weapon rehash.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whole last sequence at the shipyard. I'm like, yeah, it's Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah, and it took place during Christmas.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun. A good dialogue. They said pussy in it. That was exciting.
Ben Kingsley was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really good. Yeah. Everybody was good. It just, I don't know. Like it was a little censored. I agree with you. That's the problem. Yeah. But I have no complaints. You know what I mean? Like Iron Man 2, I didn't like, so.
Yeah. I thought it was much better than Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
It was still a little clunky and it seemed like a lot was going on. Like, it was kind of all over the place, but still, it was fun. And I feel like what carries me through the movie is the fact that it's clearly a Shane Black movie and just the cast. You've got this great cast that kind of makes you look past any sort of shortcomings.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I really, what else did I really like about this movie? The thing is, it didn't leave me with a nasty aftertaste that part two left me, you know? Part two, the only saving grace was Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell was, like, kicking ass in that movie. So, and it's funny. It made me think, like, what if Star Trek 2, Star Trek Into Darkness sucks? Bless you, Jenny. They should bring Shane Black for the third one, you know, and see what he does with this.
Well, what if the new round of Star Trek movies follows the complete opposite of the old round of Star Trek movies? So all the odd numbers are going to be good and all the evens are going to suck.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Interesting theory there. Maybe Shane Black will come for part three and it'll be a buddy movie.
An alternate timeline, so that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what if they're actually doing it on purpose?
Yeah. So anything else you guys saw in theaters?
I forgot to mention, I think, last time that I saw It's a Disaster.
Oh.
And I really liked that.
It's an indie
end of the world movie, which would have been perfect for the last episode that we did. Or I guess it wasn't end of the world, but so not necessarily. It was dystopian futures.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It's like a little play because it's all in one location and these people are going to couples brunch and then the world goes to shit outside.
Yeah. How was that?
It was really funny. I loved it. I thought it was great. The whole cast, David Cross and America Ferreira, and just everyone. It was a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. Simple. It's a good time.
Is it rated R?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, check it out. Give it a watch. Anything else? Did you see anything else, Kev?
Yep. One word. Mud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. So what do you think of that?
I loved it. I've still been, like, I think as the days go on, and I'm like, when I walked out, I was like, that movie was great. And as the days go on and on, I'm like, that movie was amazing. If you know who Jeff Nichols is, you understand. I feel like he writes a really good movie that's almost like a novel. Mm. And just how his tempo just slowly, slowly, slowly builds. And then it just like, bam, he hits you at the end. And you're like, holy crap. The two kids in it are phenomenal. They are amazing young actors. Matthew McConaughey does give a great performance, probably one of his best. I mean, all the actors are terrific, and it looks beautiful.
This the first thing for both of those kids?
I don't know, actually. I've personally never seen them before.
Yeah, I don't think I'd seen them before either.
So. I think I've seen them before, or I've seen them in a preview for an upcoming movie. I think one of them, at least. But it was good.
And it was great.
He's made like nothing, but he has a good track record. Jeff Nichols. He did he did Shotgun Stories, which is streaming on Netflix. That should be our stream of the week. Shotgun Stories with Michael Shannon is a great film, and it's now streaming on Netflix. So watch it if you get a chance.
The kid is from Tree of Life.
That's where he's from. I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it.
So yeah,
yeah. So then his second movie was Take Shelter with Michael Shannon. And Mud has Michael Shannon in a small part, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's get into the list now and talk. Well, not list. We're not doing list. We're just talking about. We're doing our summer preview. Some of the movies we're looking forward to. Some of the ones we're looking forward to a lot. All right. Should we just go by date? and then kind of go down, right?
Let's do that.
I guess officially the summer movie season opened up with Iron Man. I would call that the summer movie, you know? So the following week will be May 10th, and that will be The Great Gatsby. Any thoughts, guys?
Meh.
Kevin?
That's my thought.
I mean, I've enjoyed, I enjoy Romeo and Juliet, and I love Moulin Rouge. I only have watched bits and pieces of Australia. The thing about the trailer is I watch it and I go, this doesn't really feel like The Great Gatsby at all. But there's some scenes in it from the trailer, and Leo looks pretty badass.
He's awesome. The thing is, I've never been disappointed by his performance in a movie. So I think even if the movie sucks, I'll still be entertained by him. And Joel Edgerton is in it, and I think he's a great actor as well.
Carey Mulligan's great.
Even though, I don't know why, she kind of frustrates me a little bit. Like, I look at her and I'm like, whatever. I could do if they put another actress in that role. But anyway, I like Baz Luhrmann. I think I've seen all his movies. I kind of turned off Strictly Ballroom. It wasn't my cup of tea. But I've seen Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge, even though it's a musical, I've seen it. It's all right. Jenny, your thoughts?
The first trailer that I saw was that one that was just like singing and glamour and didn't show anything. And I was like, that looks crappy. I don't want to see that. And then the new one came out and it actually made me want to see it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited about it. I love Baz Luhrmann though, and I love everything. I've loved everything he's done. It's very my style. So, I'm really excited about it, except that it just started getting reviews on Rotten Tomatoes and it's already rotten. So we'll see, but it's still fairly early. So we'll see.
It was pushed back 6 months.
Yeah.
From award season to summer season. Well, so
they're like all the tweens.
Yeah.
It's the next Twilight. They're going to make a series of movies.
God.
It's like The Great Gatsby in L.A. The Great Gatsby in Australia. All right. So anything else that week that catches your eye?
I'm way more interested in Aftershock than I am in The Great Gatsby.
Heard some good stuff about that one, actually.
So Aftershock is co-written by Eli Roth, right? And he stars in it, I believe. And somebody else... Chilean director, I think.
Nicholas Lopez.
Yeah. And it's kind of based on the actual Chilean earthquake that happened. When was that? I wonder what year that was. But it was a big earthquake. And they kind of took... from what I've heard him doing press, they basically... a bunch of things started happening. It was like a shitstorm. There was an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Then they didn't really sound the tsunami warnings, and so people went back to sleep, and then the tsunami hit. So a bunch of people died, and a bunch of people. It was like one of the last like party nights of summer, and so a lot of people were at clubs, and they got there was like people were rushing to get out of the club, so people were like stepped on, at clubs, lights were falling and killed a bunch of people. So I think what they did is they took a bunch of stories they had heard and kind of the things they'd experienced, and they put it all into one movie. So, and at one point, prisoners broke out of a prison. So
yeah,
that's
and it's
interesting.
All in the trailer, and it looks awesome.
Yeah. So
looks so good.
Aftershock, May 10th. Check it out. All right. Then the following week, it is Star Trek Into Darkness. I am really looking forward to that. That's April 17th. And I think it's con.
May 17th.
May 17th. What did I say?
April.
Sorry, May 17th. I like Benedict Cumberbatch. I like everybody. I like... So the only wild card in that movie is Damon Lindelof. that he's involved.
Isn't Alice Eve in this movie?
Yeah, she's more of a wild card.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't like her.
She's pretty, but can't act her way out of a box.
I guess so. What if she's a mime?
She can act her way into a box.
So you guys are worried about Alice Eve then?
I hope she's not acting a lot. I hope she's like just off in the periphery, and then she screams, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Or there's just pictures of her up around the place.
Yeah.
The less talking she does, the better.
So what did I know her from?
She was in The Raven.
I didn't see that.
She was in
She's Out of My League.
Yeah.
I didn't see that either.
God.
She looks familiar, but I can't place her. She was on
the last season of Entourage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What? So, anybody else really looking forward to this?
Yes.
Yeah?
I loved the last Star Trek. And when I heard Benedict Cumberbatch was getting cast as the villain, that just made my day. So
yeah.
There's something about, like, because as much as I loved the first one, Benedict Cumberbatch just kind of ratchets up my desire to see this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
He looks so badass in his voice.
He really does. Right. He's just going to own every scene that he's in. It's going to be awesome.
How many people have seen Sherlock here? The BBC's Sherlock?
Yes.
Yes.
I've seen an episode. And I loved it.
It's good, just, right?
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great series. And that's streaming on Netflix as well. All right. That same week, Black Rock's coming out.
I want to see that, too.
I don't want to see that. It looks like... Everything I don't want to see in a movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's like,
yes. Survival horror with Lake Bell?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. It was like it started off, the trailer started and looked good, and then something, I can't remember, but something in the trailer happens, and I'm like, no, that looks stupid. No.
Well, the trailer looks like someone made a trailer for a fake horror movie. Like, let's just put all the tropes of a horror movie into this trailer. And like, I don't know. I'm not interested.
I'm guessing you've never seen I Spit on Your Grave.
I haven't actually.
Yeah.
It's good.
What is that?
It's like this, it's the same thing except it's with one woman. Like this woman goes up to a cabin and she ends up running into a bunch of hicks and they mess with her and she has to get her revenge.
Okay.
And this is like the same thing except with three women instead of one woman. I really like I Spit on Your Grave. I don't know. It's like it's a little horror subgenre. The woman revenge.
The crazy thing is that this is written by Duplass and directed by his wife, Katie Hazelton.
Yeah, Katie Hazelton's in it, yeah. Lake Bell, and...
Who's a blonde in it?
Kate Bosworth.
Oh, that's why. I hate her. I don't like her.
You're still upset?
That's why. I think that's why I didn't want to see it, because I don't like her. I think Kate Duplass is fantastic.
Hazelton.
Hazelton.
She didn't change her name.
She didn't change her name, but she's...
Well...
Maybe she did
Jay's,
privately.
Whatever his name is, wife.
Mark?
Yeah.
Yes. God damn it. All the Duplass. The Duplass
all of their wives.
Yeah.
I like her a
all
lot.
All your wives are belong to us.
Not interested. So I'm going to skip that one. What else do we have that week? That week we have Erased with Aaron Eckhart, a movie called The English Teacher with
Julianne Moore.
And then the next week, all right, let's move on to the next week. Next week is May 24th. And this is going to be a good weekend. I don't know anything about Epic. Have you guys heard anything? I haven't seen a preview.
I've seen the trailers.
Is it Disney or what is it?
No, it's not.
Is it DreamWorks? It's
the guys that did Ice Age.
Oh, okay. I'm not
that
really
looks interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like Ferngully.
Yeah.
In reverse.
Oh, yes, I've seen the preview to this. Yeah,
it was before The Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a guy that gets like
girl.
He becomes a girl
this
gets
reverse.
Oh, that's what
the
it is.
The girl gets shrunk.
So yeah, I mean, a lot of these like not so mainstream animation movies, I like watching like on cable when they come on. So I'll probably check it out eventually. Then we have the Hangover Part 3, which I can't confirm or deny that I've seen, but it is better than the second one. I could say that if I would have seen it, I would say.
Oh really?
It's better than the second one.
I didn't know you.
Okay.
Didn't go see it.
He had a dream that he thought it was better than the second one.
The thing is that it's kind of like people who are like, yeah, it sucks. It's like they're funny guys, you know. Like you're gonna go in, it's gonna be better than your typical comedy. Like it's three guys that you really like. Well, that I like. I like Zach Galifianakis. I like I forgot their
Bradley
names.
Bradley Cooper
is funny.
Ed Helms.
And all the side characters. Ken Jeong is funny. So.
Yeah, he's so funny. I don't think I ever saw the second one.
Really? I mean, it's exactly like the first one. Exactly.
Yeah.
But in Thailand.
Do you think I need to see it before I see the third?
Mm-mm. No, I'm guessing it doesn't tie in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, not great. I mean, it's like it hits the exact same beats. It's just, it's like, it's like a Mad Libs.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, let's just fill in something different here. Oh, it's a monkey.
three does tie into one.
Mm-hmm.
There is kind of because
they're back in Vegas.
Yeah, but it doesn't tie into really to two. So, but yeah, I'd say you'll enjoy this one. So if you skip two, you'll enjoy this one a lot better.
Okay,
I think.
Cool.
I'm gonna see it because it's like they're funny and they've been funny, and I didn't hate the second one.
Yeah,
but I'm not as excited about it as I am about something coming out later, which is a similar vibe.
Yeah, yeah. And well, also, too, with The Hangover, the first one had that element of, like, oh, I don't know where this is going. Do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had part two, and it was exactly like one. You're like, well, I know eventually where this leads, you know? And you think, well, they're going to change it up to not be like the first one. No. Same formula. But three is definitely a little different. And yeah, it's fun. That's all I'll say about that. If I had seen it, I'd say I'd go see it again. And it's fun.
A lot of hypotheticals.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I don't want to get sued by anybody at Universal. And then we have coming out May 24th, a movie I know Adam Scott is dying to see.
I can't wait for it.
I am too, because this movie has gone from having a lot of cars to almost having no cars, and it just being called like B version of Ocean's 11. You know what I mean? Like the guys that didn't make the team. And it's Fast and the Furious 6. I can't believe there's six already.
I
and they're planning out two more.
Yeah, I have a friend who saw it already and gave me the stinger at the end. And I know the actor that comes out in the next one. So I'm like, all right, well, now I'm...
Sam Jackson?
No. Well,
yes.
He recruits Vin Diesel.
Yeah, they're going to be...
Yeah.
They're going to fight the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yeah, bare-fisted. And The Rock's going to be all oiled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's... Well, that's his thing, is that when he's fighting, they can't grab him because he's all oiled up, you know?
He's like Bronson.
Yeah. Fast and Furious 6, who stars in it? Luke Evans? All the usual suspects.
Luke Evans?
That's what am I thinking of?
Vin Diesel?
Paul Luke Walker? Evans is in it, but he's not one of the usual suspects.
I was going to say, he's in it?
Yeah, yeah, he is in it. He's
the bad
villain.
Guy. He's
yeah.
The villain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate. Why, dude?
Because he's not good. That reminds me of news that just came out on the internet, all the buzz about him playing the new Crow.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
yeah.
just terrible.
I'm kind of disappointed with that. Gina Carano is in this, so I'm interested to see. If she does less talking and more fighting, I'll enjoy it. So,
well, what if she's taken a couple acting classes since?
All right. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, so all the usual guys, directed by Justin Lin.
Wait, Jason Statham is in this too?
What?
You just spoiled it.
It's in the IMDb.
Sorry. Well, yeah.
How did I spoil?
Sorry.
So he must be at the end of the movie, and he's going to be in the next two films.
Yeah. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
How is that a spoiler? It's on IMDb.
They shouldn't have put it on IMDb.
Yeah, they shouldn't put it on IMDb. It's not a spoiler if it's on IMDb. That's their fault.
I agree.
all right. So what else comes out that day? I guess the movie that I'm most looking forward to comes out that day as well.
It's counter-programming to all that.
Yes. So... I'd say go see The Hangover 3 first, go see Fast and the Furious 6, and then cleanse your palate and your brain palate by seeing a really smart, funny, interesting, well-made film called, and it's funny because it's a sequel. It's part 3 of the series, and it is Before Midnight. It is the follow-up to Before Sunrise, right?
Yeah.
Before Sunset. It's the third in the series, and I'm pumped. I'm ready. I can't wait for part four. I want this to be like a six. I want this to be talking on like,
well, I don't
20,
know.
30 years from now, going, yes, I can't wait till
the last one's going to be them in like heaven.
Yeah, Grandpa.
Like, is like the next going to be like Before Death?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, they're not that old. I mean,
but if he's going every 10 years.
Their kids could be like teenagers, and they could be, you know, it could be like.
Before adolescence?
Yeah. Before our kids move out, before college.
I think it has to be something to do with the sun now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so.
Before dawn?
Yeah.
Wait, before sunrise, before sunset.
Before red dawn.
Before midnight.
Yeah.
So the next it could be after.
What about before noon?
before noon. It's like early
before
bird.
The early bird special. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah. So it's written, directed by Richard Linklater, and written by all three of them.
Yeah.
Julie Depley, Ethan Hawke, and Richard Linklater. I'm really looking forward to this.
The trailer, looks terrific.
I got an invite to go see it, and I just couldn't make it. It was on a Friday. Anyway, all right. So that's films coming out May 24th. Now we move on to May 31st. Guys, let's talk about a movie called After Earth.
I'm okay.
Okay. Seriously, why? I don't think we can just skip Friday.
Can I just mention that Jaden Smith should just stop acting and take some acting classes?
Maybe he has.
No, the trailer, he looks god awful.
Well, what are you guys interested in Now You See Me at all?
I am a sucker for grifting and con movies. Me too. So soon as I saw, I was like, there's a con of some sort going on.
There's magic. See it. Yeah. So
I'm interested in that one too.
Yeah, and it's directed by Louis Leterman.
Leterrier?
Yeah, whatever.
It's French.
Leterrier? But he did, what did he do?
He did the first Transporter, didn't he?
He did the first Transporter, and then he did the sequel to The Wrath of the Titans. Ugh, so.
You mean?
And he did The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, that's right. That one was not bad. Like that, yeah. He's a good action guy, so. I'm excited. The cast alone is what has me. You know, Michael Caine, Mark Ruffalo, Jesse Eisenberg, Dave Franco, Isla Fisher,
Woody Harrelson, Melanie Laurent.
Isla Fisher.
Yeah,
Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher.
You love Fisher?
I love Fisher. Love it.
You love it. And then it also stars, I think you mentioned her, the girl from Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's good. I like her. She was in Beginners, right?
Yeah.
She's really good in that. All right. So
The East also comes out that day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but everybody agrees that After Earth could be like the end of Will Smith. Like his reign.
It won't be the end of Will Smith.
He looks awesome in it, but people are going to watch it.
People are going to go see it. It's going to make money. It's just not going to be that good.
The scary thing is it's going to keep Shyamalan's career going, and that sucks. Ugh. Will Smith is going to keep his career going because it's going to make money, and then they're going to be like, oh, it was because of Shyamalan. No, it wasn't. It was because of Will Smith.
Yeah. And then also The East comes out that day, you said, Jenny, right?
Yep.
That looks interesting. It's about a group of like eco terrorists, that terrorize big corporations, mm-hmm. and I like all the casts.
It's the guys that did Another Earth and I forgot the other one.
The sound of my voice. Yeah, stars a bunch of good people. I like what's her name, Ellen Page. So
yeah.
So
and Alexander Sarsgaard's awesome.
Yeah, I'm curious to see him do more. I want him to see more stuff. I'm tired of fucking True Blood. Him, I'm like, yeah, he grew good. He's a good vampire, but let's move on.
Yeah, I want to see the Sarsgaard that I saw in the War miniseries that he did, the David Simon one.
Oh, yeah.
Generation Kill.
Yes. Yeah. He was phenomenal in that.
Yeah. You're right. I forgot about that. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
All right. And then...
There's a really small indie movie that I'm kind of interested to see that comes out that day, and it's The Kings of Summer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That looks good.
That does look good.
Nick Offerman's in it, so I'll see it.
Yeah.
And it's R, so that's got to be good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's like a coming-of-age film, and it's R, so I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah. And it looks really funny.
So. It does.
All right. Moving on to June 7th. We have one really good movie, and then two... First of all, let's talk about the good. Let's talk about the bad. The Internship. When is Vince Vaughn? What is the age where you're like no longer cool? Like, and has Vince Vaughn reached that age?
Vince Vaughn to me has a Dean Martin vibe, and I just rewatched the Cannonball Run, so it's never gonna stop. I'm just letting you know right now.
Yeah.
Because do you know how old Dean Martin was when he was in the Cannonball Run?
Well, I don't know.
And then they did the Cannonball Run 2. He's in that one too. So,
I will agree with you that Vince Vaughn does have a very cool vibe. Like, he's just, hey, I'm too cool for school. But the roles he's picking, like, I'm like, man, this is like a role that should have been going to like a young guy, you know? The two slackers.
But I think that's the point of the movie.
Yeah.
I guess so.
That's the conceit.
Yeah, it's two old guys applying for a job.
I'll see The Internship before I'll see...
Purge?
Fuck that. No, I'm going to be first in line to see The Purge. Purge looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
I'm really intrigued by Purge.
Strangers meets Panic Room.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, exactly.
The Internship, we may or may not see. But let's talk about The Purge. The Purge does look cool. It stars Ethan Hawke. And it is basically the storyline is it's a little bit in the future, right? And a couple years in the future. And they've selected one day out of the year where there are no laws.
Yes, the world is perfect in this future because one day a year,
there's a purge.
Everything is legal. There is no crime. They suspend all emergency services, and it's terror all over the world, or all over this country.
Panic in the streets.
Panic in the streets.
Yeah. So yes, that does look awesome and
creepy as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those masks scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I gotta say this about Ethan Hawke. What's that horror movie he did with Bagul?
Sinister.
Yes.
Sinister,
yeah.
I wasn't entirely happy with that movie, but I like the risk he's taking because he's a really great actor that gets involved with these like horror genre films. And he kind of raises it.
He doesn't have the best track record for horror because he did. I mean, like they're not terrible. Like Sinister was really good up to a point, and then it just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
And then Daybreakers was okay. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
But Taking Lives was awful.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we did get to see Angelina Jolie's boobies, so.
Because you haven't seen them before in every other movie she's done.
Yeah, it's not worth going to.
It's good to keep, you know, like keep an updated log in your head of Angelina Jolie's boobs.
So you want to see them aging?
Yeah. Just to see, like, oh, all right. Okay, this is a year later. All right. Check.
Okay.
But so we all agree the Purge.
Yeah. I really want to see the Purge.
I'm definitely down with the Purge.
All right.
But then, let's talk about the one movie.
The one everyone's fucking going nuts about, especially in this podcast.
Violet and Daisy.
Violet. Yes. Much ado about nothing.
Oh yes.
Black and white.
Josh Whedon.
Josh Whedon.
Doing Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Joss
Whedon. It's going to be awesome, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty amazing.
The trailers look awesome.
Yeah.
It looks like Joss Whedon doing a mashup of Shakespeare and 70s Woody Allen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a good writer, period. I mean, like, just like watching...
Shakespeare, I know.
Yeah. Shakespeare, he's pretty sweet.
We can all agree Shakespeare... You know, he's all right, right? He's a good egg.
Yeah, not bad.
No, we can all agree that... the thing is, you have a good writer writing, adapting an amazing writer. So, you know, you can't really fail there. But just the fact that it's shot in black and white, I'm a fan. That's why I'm also looking forward to Francis Ha. I dig the black and white, so... Especially when it's done really well.
Is that later?
Yeah.
Francis Ha? Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, too.
It's later. And then, so everyone agrees, who's in that? Friends Kranz?
Well, he's bringing in like all the people that he's worked with that he knows, he understands, who are all very terrific actors, and they're he's just working towards their strengths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We'll rattle some names off. My thing just...
Alexis, Denisov, Amy Acker, Franz Kahns, Reed Diamond, Nathan Fillion is in it, Clark Gregg's in it.
Clark Gregg's good in everything. I'm waiting for the next Clark Gregg directed film. I really like Choke. So, anyway, everyone's looking forward to that. That is June 7th, and then we move. And then what else is that day?
Violet and Daisy.
What is this? I haven't seen a trailer for this at all.
I haven't checked anything out about it.
It looks really interesting. Like honestly, I was like, this looks really, really good. But then they said, from the writer of Precious. I'm like,
oh Jesus.
Yep, I'm out already. I'm done.
But it looks really interesting. Like, watch the trailer and just ignore the fact that it's by the guy who wrote, not Sapphire, but the guy who wrote the screenplay
and directed it, because he's directing it as well. So it's the same guy who wrote and directed it.
It looks really interesting. Like, I'm intrigued by it, but I'm definitely wary. I'm like, Precious.
I did see the preview. It feels a little bit like, what's his name? It has like a Jim Jarmusch feel to it a little bit. Like kind of has like a Limits of Control type feel to it.
Okay.
And it's kind of like these two girls who are assassins, and like James Gandolfini is in it, but he's like, it's a really interesting trailer.
It's a weird mashup of like, cause you've got, I'm never going to figure out how to say this woman's name. However you say it. The chick from Hannah.
Yeah.
Cirrhosis of the Liver.
And Alexis Bledel. And they look really good. They both look really, really good in this movie.
Yeah.
And James Gandolfini is awesome.
Yeah.
And Danny Trejo's in it.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, I'm really, really intrigued by it, but still, that Precious, I really didn't like Precious.
Yeah. But
I mean, this is original, right? So, I mean, he was adapting Precious.
Sapphire wasn't looking behind his back and going, yeah. No, I didn't write that in the book, bro.
No. She needs to steal that KFC.
Yeah.
I need more melodrama.
Yeah. So, hopefully it's good. I am interested in watching it. So, anything else on June 7th that I'm not picking up here?
Nope. That's it.
All right. June 12th.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this a lot, actually. It is a film called This Is the End, directed by Evan Goldberg and Seth, what's his face?
Rogan.
Yeah. This looks fun. It's them playing themselves, basically.
Yeah.
There's a party at James Franco's house. The apocalypse comes. And and they have to survive. And I know a lot of people who've seen it already, and they say it's really well done. And the effects look really good. So it's funny because this is a movie that takes place, quote unquote, in L.A., shot in New Orleans, and they recreated a couple blocks of Melrose in a parking lot in New Orleans because, thanks to our great mayor, Villa Ragosa, cost a shit ton to film here. So thanks a lot, dude. This is the end. I'm looking forward to this. I'm curious to see, their directing style, the knowledge they've accumulated from working with all these different directors.
Well, and I mean, the great thing is they have brilliant comedic actors to work with. So you're doing a comedy. Let's put some talented people in there and they'll just run with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else on the 12th? That's it, right?
That's it.
All right. June 14th.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is a good little, you got like a kind of indie movie and then another indie movie. The first indie movie is The Bling Ring. Which I'm looking forward to.
I am.
You know what? Here we go. I used to shit on Lost in Translation for some reason. I like all her movies. I'm not going to lie.
I never shat on Lost in Translation. I've always loved it.
Yeah, I know. I did.
Anytime a movie of hers comes out, I'm like, I've got to see it.
And you know what? I really loved Somewhere. I liked that. Even though it went nowhere.
It went nowhere, but it.
That's the joke.
It works.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, look how boring being a celebrity is. It's boring. I'm not going to do anything. Oh, boring. That was it. That was the whole movie.
The thing I love, though, is she can get really good performances out of her actors.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I was thinking? That this is, it's weird that she picked this movie. Like, I don't know, I just find it like interesting that, because I feel like, it's maybe it is kind of in her wheelhouse because it's so like poppy, it's like pop. It stars Hermione, as they call her. She's a good looking girl. What's her name?
Oh yeah, Emma Watson.
Emma Watson, the girl from American Horror Story. Something from Miga.
Yeah.
From Miga's sister.
Yep, that's
something
it.
Something like that.
It's written, directed by. It's funny because I think she got in trouble the guy advising her got in trouble because the case is ongoing. And The Bling Ring is basically a group of teenagers start robbing rich people.
When was that?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
the case is ongoing.
Ago.
Is it right now?
Yeah. Like the main girl who Emma plays went to jail already.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the two other people are still. Their cases are still pending. So.
Oh, okay.
It's still pending when they started the movie. So I think that's why she got in trouble.
Okay.
And then another indie movie came out
she got in trouble and what happened?
Oh, she didn't get in trouble. I'm sorry. Her technical advisor got in trouble.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. They're like, and you get a slap on the wrist.
Yes. Shame on you.
Don't do that again.
Okay. and then the other indie movie coming out that day is a little movie called, I think it's pronounced Man of Steel.
I think you got it, yeah.
Mon of Steel? yes, this is one I'm really looking forward to. Yes. I'm not going to lie.
Yes, yes, yes. I have been waiting for this movie since Comic-Con last year.
Yeah. And I was looking to see, because it's funny, because I had read a bunch of stuff about how like Christopher Nolan sold it, and he kind of sold it as a producer. I guess David Goyer had the idea. He had an interesting take on Superman, and he pitched it to Christopher Nolan. And Christopher Nolan called the producers at Warner Brothers and said, "Hey, we have an interesting take on Superman. I'd like to produce it." And he sold it, I think, the next day after he pitched it. So I was always curious to see what the interesting take on it was, and they revealed it on the in the trailer, and which is that no one's ever gone like, hey, this guy that looks human, he's not human, he's a fucking alien. What the fuck is up with that? And that's what they're going with that take of hey, we're going to really explore the fact that he's an alien. So I'm curious to see how that pans out. And I like everybody involved. Zack Snyder is not writing or, you know, has anything to do with that. So I'm excited. He's a good director as long as he's not writing his own stuff, because then you have Sucker yes. Punch.
And I mean, he's got a pretty good visual style, and from the trailer, he's definitely
it's different than anything. Well, I guess it's more, you know, Dawn of the Dead was kind of, I like how he did Dawn of the Dead.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not like over the top.
It's not very stylized.
CGI stylized stuff. Yeah. It's very.
That's the only movie of his that I truly enjoy.
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun movie.
Yeah, I would agree with you, because I'm not a fan of 300 or, and that his music video one, the one that was just one long music video, sucked ass.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Bling Ring, Man of Steel, June 14th. Anything else that day?
Nope.
Nope. All right, moving on. Oof, here we go. June 21st, we have Monsters University. I'm looking forward to that. I have no, you know. I liked Monsters, Inc. So I have nothing to say about this movie. I haven't seen a trailer.
For a second, it just sounded like you're going to say you liked Monsters. I'm like, with Scoot McNairy?
Yeah. I haven't seen the trailer. I will go see it in theaters just because it's fun, but I don't how they don't have a good track record for sequels though, so I don't know.
Except with Toy Story.
Oh, you bastard. You're right. Toy Story 3.
But I don't know, because the thing that I don't know if Pete Docter, who did Monsters, Inc., is coming back, because the thing that Toy Story had going for it is that Lasseter came back for every single one and did every single one. I don't know if Pete Docter is actually doing this, and that's where it could get fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. But, I'll still see it. Fuck it. What do I have to
do? Yeah, I'm still excited to see it.
All right. Then the other small indie coming out that day is a movie called World War Z. Oof.
Yeah, I'm done.
I am. Here's the thing.
Wait, I'm not done sighing yet.
I really love the book, and I'm sure it will be nothing like the book. So that's what makes me happy about both that and I Am Legend. When I Am Legend came out, was like, hey, they went so far off the book that someday someone can remake it and do it well. So eventually, one day they could make a cool movie out of this. That's not this one. So, but I'll still see it. Zombies. I'm still not tired of zombies. You know, even though there's an oversaturation of zombies right now in TV and movies, I'll go see it. I'm okay with it. Jenny, any thoughts on World War Z?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe or maybe?
I'm not going to. I'll probably wait till I hear something from someone.
Yeah.
Well, what if you get really liquored up?
Yeah.
Then I'll probably go see Monsters University.
I'm going to see it, but I'm really not looking forward to it. So it might benefit from that, because in my mind, it looks like a piece of shit to me. It looks like they took the book and wiped it with their ass. So
whoa,
it could really,
or maybe that was the pitch,
or did they wipe their ass with their with book? Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They took the book and wiped their ass with it. Sorry.
Yeah.
The beer, second beer's kicking.
Sorry.
Up.
Yeah.
I
was like, that's interesting. They wiped the book with their ass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just
I guess so.
Phrased a different way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks. I'm sorry, but that flood of zombies or whatever you want to call it, and like the running, I love the book so much, and it's just. Yeah, I hate being that guy. It's like, it's not like the book.
Yeah.
The book is sacred.
Yeah.
But it is.
So we'll see how that turns out. That's June 21st. Moving on to June 28th, a movie I'm looking forward to, Magic Mike in the White House. I mean, White House down. What if you just play the same character from now on? Just Magic Mike goes to, you know, becomes a cop.
I mean, Jump Street Part 2. He's Channing Tatum. He kind of is just playing the same character over and over again.
So this is Magic Mike in the White House. White House down.
Saving Ray?
Yeah. Saving Ray.
President Ray Charles.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm looking forward to this because, you know, for every Armageddon, you have a, you know, Deep Impact. And I feel like Olympus Has Fallen was the Deep Impact. And I'm looking forward to Armageddon, which is White House down. Remember when Biker Boys came out?
Yep.
And Torque came out as well.
Yeah.
Which one was a shitty one of those?
Biker Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Adam Scott's in Torque.
Oh, all right. All right, so what has down Jamie
Foxx?
Well,
the things that this movie has going for it is James Vanderbilt wrote the script.
Yes.
And he's not too shabby.
No, he isn't. And it was like a spec he did. It wasn't like he wasn't commissioned to yeah. write it or anything. So I'm looking forward to it. James Vanderbilt and directed by Roland Emmerich. So I mean, besides that, the Caveman movie he made, I've enjoyed everything he's done.
I would agree.
Yeah, so it's at least fun to watch. Yeah. You're not like... Because you know what you're going to get going in.
He makes,
you know what
I mean? Really good popcorn flicks.
Yeah. And you know, you're not like going like, this better be good, Roland Emmerich. And then it's like, you know, hey it's going to be cheesy fucking summer fun. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. The Heat, not so much.
I am really looking forward to the Heat. I'm sorry. It looks hilarious to me.
Yeah, I think so.
They look really funny.
Yeah, some of the clips that they've shown keep winning me over.
And it's Paul Feig,
R-rated movie with Sandra Bullock and
Melissa McCarthy.
It looks hilarious.
Yeah,
they look really good together. I love Sandra Bullock. I'm there.
You're a fan of Sandy?
I love Sandra Bullock. Who doesn't love Sandra Bullock? She's America's sweetheart.
Oh yeah, I mean she's a very talented comedic actress. She's good at comedy.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And it's written by one of the writers of Parks and Rec. So
yeah. It looks pretty funny. There.
All right. You guys won me over. The Heat with...
Sweet.
All right. And then another movie coming out that day is a film by Neil Jordan called Byzantium, right? Is my pronouncing
that
correct? Yeah,
that looks really cool.
Yeah, yes.
It's. I was waiting for another fucking vampire movie by this guy. I don't care what anybody says. I love Interview with a Vampire.
So do I.
Antonio Banderas is awesome.
Who disparages Interview with a Vampire?
I know people who are like, I'm an Interview with a Vampire hater. But I'm not.
I love that movie.
Everybody.
I love Neil Jordan.
Stephen Ray. Awesome. Yeah. He makes interesting choices in films to direct, and I'm really looking forward to this because I like the actresses in it. Again, the girl, Cirrhosis of the Liver. What's her name?
Calling her Cirrhosis of the Liver.
Emma Atherton is in it. I think Stephen Ray is also in it.
Jordan loves Stephen Ray.
Yeah. The guy from Hannah, the guy who played the bad assassin, was in this, the villain. I think he's really cool. He comes out in Pirates of the Caribbean, I think the third one.
Johnny Lee Miller's in this?
Oh, is he?
But what's really cool, and because I have been waiting for him to do more stuff after Control, is Sam Riley, because he was amazing in Control.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
He's done others. He was in that Brighton Rock.
Yeah. Yes, everybody did go out and see that. I forgot.
Here, this is the guy I was talking about, Tom Hollander. He has been in a bunch of stuff. He's a really good character actor. He's amazingly good, I think. He was in Hannah. He played like the assassin chasing her. He was in which one? He was in.
Oh yeah, the Tom Hollander. Yeah, he's awesome.
You recognize his face. Once you see his face, you're like, oh yes, I've seen him in everything.
Yeah.
He was in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, but
isn't he in most of them? Isn't he the guy who's like works with the British Navy, like chasing Jack?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that. All right.
Let's not forget though, the American Sherlock is in this. Johnny Lee Miller.
Yes, that's the only reason I watched that show, The American Sherlock.
Because Johnny Lee Miller's in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you watch Eli Stone?
No, I didn't actually.
Let's see. Your argument just went out the window, as far as I'm concerned.
I did watch Eli Stone, but I haven't touched.
I watched. Wasn't it the one he was hearing voices and stuff?
It looked like Ally McBeal with a dude.
Yeah,
because he was seeing things. Except I guess he had something in his head.
I did see it. I did see the show. I take my statement back.
This looks really good. It's just visually interesting. Like, I'm sorry, but that last shot from the trailer where it's just a mountain with a waterfall of blood and bats flying everywhere, I'm like, sold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Neil Jordan. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Or at least really interesting.
Yeah. All right. Then we move on to July. Yeah. Moving
I'm just going to check out for July 3rd. I don't really need to see anything.
Really?
I mean, I want to see the bad guys in the one movie, but that's all I really want to see in that movie. All
right. I haven't
seen... Wait, for July... wait, so we're doing the 3rd?
July 3rd, yes. Okay. We have Despicable Me 2. I never saw the first one.
I really like Despicable Me. It's funny.
I did, too. Right. I think it's hilarious.
It's a movie that wouldn't make me resent my children if I had them.
Yeah.
All right. So we have... and then we also have The Lone Ranger, directed by Gore Verbinski. I like Rango, and it was kind of Western, so that's the only reason I'm kind of like, oh, it could be fun. I mean, Yes, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, the 2 and 3 kind of sucked balls. I'll admit that. But Gore Verbinski, he makes fun movies. So it's Johnny Depp. This is what interests me about this movie. I'll just go ahead and say it. James Badge Daly. Dale.
Yeah. Well, he's him, William Fichtner, and... Yeah.
Tom Wilkinson.
And Barry Pepper.
Yeah, and Barry Pepper. Barry Pepper is the main guy that I'm looking forward to. Yesterday, I just rewatched 25th Hour. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. Just because it's fun. It's fun. It's stupid. It's like Fast and the Furious.
I can't lie and say that I'm not going to see it. I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
Because I just want to know.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have fun. It's probably going to be dumb, but I'm probably going to have fun.
Yeah.
So, but I'm way more excited about the movie coming out that Friday.
What is it?
The Way, Way Back.
Yeah.
Because two words, Sam Rockwell.
Yes. Sam Rockwell is good in everything.
He looks hilarious in this movie.
He looks awesome in this movie.
So good. This just that cool, like, it's like Sam Rockwell playing John Winger.
Yes.
From Stripes. It's Sam Rockwell playing the Bill Murray character from Stripes or Meatballs. It's like Meatballs, present day Meatballs. It looks great.
It made me really jealous of this kid who gets to just hang out with Sam Rockwell.
Yeah. So this movie is by the writing team that wrote the movie with... I'm fucking trying to blank here.
They wrote The Descendants?
Yeah, Descendants.
Jim Rash and...
Oh, yeah. Jim Rash Nate, wrote this? Matt I love Faxon. Him.
Yeah. So it's they're writing and directing this movie.
And Nat Faxon, they're both in it, actually. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they both He's are like, hilarious, as they usually Santa are.
I can't get water in my eye. Okay, so let me just read the cast of characters. Steve Carell, Sam Rockwell, Amanda Peet, Toni Collette, Maya Rudolph, Allison Janney, Rob Corddry, and, of course, Jim Rash is in this. So I'm really looking forward to this. I totally forgot this movie came out that day. But definitely will be seeing this.
It looks hilarious.
It does.
And like I was iffy on it when I first saw the trailer because I didn't know anything about it going into it. But then as soon as Sam Rockwell shows up, I'm like, oh wait, what? What's going on?
Well, yeah, yes. And that is this is coming out July 5th. So Lone Ranger is coming out on a Wednesday. This will trip me up a little bit. And then that Friday, July 5th, will be The Way, Way Back. Very cool. I'm in it to win it, guys.
Oh yeah.
And then here comes this is my day.
Oh yeah,
July 12th. Grown Ups 2, guys.
Yes, I've been waiting for this since end of Grown Ups.
Yeah, you're like you stayed for this.
I was sitting in the theater going, I thought you were gonna play the sequel right now.
Yeah,
you were the other guy who watched the Harlem Shake special.
Yes,
for the Grown Ups 2.
Oh my God, really? Yeah. This is a thing?
Yeah, there was a video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, they would.
No, we're not going to talk about Grown Ups 2, because we're not looking forward to it. But we are going to talk about the movie we are having wet dreams about.
Yes, really? Monsters.
Yeah, Monsters and Robots.
I didn't drink the Kool-Aid on this movie.
I drank it.
Really?
Oh,
oh, I'm excited. Something
I've had like 10,000 gallons of this Kool-Aid.
Seriously. Yeah.
The movie called
Pacific Rim. I'm going to see it, but I'm not like, oh my God, it looks amazing.
Pacific Rim.
I don't know.
It looks pretty good.
It doesn't do I'm going to see it because it's Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro.
And because Ron Perlman's in it.
Yeah.
That's really the only reason.
And Idris Elba. Idris.
However you say his name.
Idris guy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All of it. It's all of them.
Idris.
And Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam's awesome.
And Charlie Day.
Yeah,
he's not really the selling point for me.
The Charlies are in this.
Here's the selling point for me. You listen to Guillermo del Toro talk about this movie and I go, is there nothing that you don't know about the film that you're making? Because he studies and understands every single aspect of the film that he's making. And that makes me go, okay, a filmmaker who understands what he's doing and wants to learn everything he can possibly learn about the story that he's making, yeah, that's a pretty brilliant person to me.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's not brilliant. I believe that he is brilliant, is what I would like to say. But I still, the movie just doesn't look, I'm like, I totally don't care. Like, it's over my head. I'm like, I don't care about any of that. It looks silly.
All right.
It looks like Godzilla.
I don't care.
And not like good Godzilla, like not like classic Godzilla. It looks like Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
I'm
like, okay.
Apologize or I'll punch you.
No. I'm not going to do it.
The Charlies are in this. Charlie Day and Charlie.
The Charlies.
They should make a buddy movie.
Yes.
Like Charlie is like the tough cop, you know.
Or they should have a sitcom.
Yes. Called the Charlies. All right, and then Idris Elba, like you said, Ron Perlman, Clifton Collins Jr. is in this.
Yeah,
good character actor. Pacific Rim. Not enough said about that movie. It's going to be badass.
And I think too much is said about this movie.
No, not enough.
Too much. Everyone keeps jerking it off. I'm like, dude, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm the fuck down.
No, I will not calm down.
I have been talking about this movie since I was 5 years old in the bathtub, having robots and monsters fight each other in the bathtub.
Yeah. I didn't know it was called this, but...
Yeah.
And then a movie called VHS 2. We saw VHS 1.
Why are we even talking about this?
Why even? I thought we were going to gloss over the real shit.
Here's the thing. It got decent write-ups at
Sundance. So did VHS.
Did it?
Yes. So I know just that. Pass over. All right. Keep going.
We're done. We're done, guys. July 19th, we have Red 2. I'm really looking forward to this.
I enjoyed Red.
Wait,
you don't want to talk about Turbo?
No, I don't. July 19th.
You talk about VHS, but you won't talk about Turbo.
No.
That's weird.
Turbo is the 19th, though.
I don't even understand. Why don't you just open with the big one?
Yeah.
Don't fucking bury the lead, dude. Only God forgives.
Yes. We don't even really need to talk. I mean, we should have just said, I want to see Red 2 and then just move on
to
only
get to that.
No, don't bury the lead.
Don't even only talk God about for, you don't want to talk about the other movies.
All right. I mean, I want to see The Conjuring. But not half as much as I want to see Only God Forgives.
All right. Only God Forgives.
He drags a guy by his mouth.
Yeah. Okay. Only God Forgives is a film written and directed by Nicholas Winding Refn. And for the people who were, in the, some sort of time warp and missed Drive, Drive director. It's going to be fun. It's Ryan Gosling. You know how Justin Bieber has the Believers? We should come up with a word for people who are like love Gosling. Do you know the Goslingites?
They're called humans.
Humans.
Humans and women.
Yeah. So we're Goslingites.
I'll make shirts. I like that.
Yeah, Goslingites. I lived through the Goslingites. So I'm really looking forward to this. It's not only martial arts. But it's got Ryan Gosling.
It looks so good and disturbing.
Yeah.
I'm really, like, the trailer for, if you haven't seen the trailer for this movie, you should pause this, go watch it, and then come back. You're going to be like, yes.
Watch it, like, 4 times, and then come back.
So unsettling and dark and neon.
Well, the original poster that they released was...
The Gosling's, neon dragon?
No, Gosling's fucked up face, and it just said, Only God Forgives.
I don't remember saying that.
It was like, I think it was one of the first...
It was like a teaser poster.
Yeah. I think it was the poster they used to sell the movie.
Okay.
They're like, done, sold.
Could just say, hey, it's the guys who did Drive. Sold.
Yeah.
Just throw money at them.
Yeah. Yes, if studios only work that way.
If only. Well, it's like a t-shirt gun filled with money, and they shot him. They shoot it at you.
He's like, yes. Like, they're like Mexican bandits shooting guns in the air with money.
They got bandoliers filled with money.
I just picture a slow motion scene of them dancing with like money just raining from the heavens.
And Why Can't We Be Friends playing in the back. Why can't we be friends?
But what? From that opening of the trailer with the Kristen Scott Thomas monologue. Yeah.
Talking about how he didn't want to be born.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last line of the trailer is, we want to fight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This is my Pacific Rim. This movie just looks so...
You've been having wet dreams about this?
Yeah. It looks so fucking cool.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to say people are talking about Pacific Rim too much. I just think you should... taper off a little bit and put some of it into the Only God Forgives column and talk about that more.
I guess so.
I can
all right,
agree
I'll,
with that.
I'll back that up.
Yeah.
All right. So Only God Forgives, July 19th. And then The Conjuring, a movie directed by... I was going to say David Wayne.
David, yes.
Not quite. I would see that movie, though.
I would see that, too.
A David Wayne horror movie.
Like, just straight up horror. No comedy at all.
Yeah, no.
But with Paul Rudd.
But with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah, I would see that. Like, the
James Wan.
Yeah. James Wan.
Director of Insidious.
And Saw.
And Death Sentence.
Yeah. who stars in this? It's
Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga.
Yeah.
And Ron Livingston and Lily Taylor.
Yeah.
And it looks like an awesome period piece, creepy horror movie.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have James Wan in here for around that time. I'm really looking for. I'm trying to get him. So.
Really?
Yeah. And then Turbo, I won't talk about. Ripped looks fun. I won't lie to you.
You mean Men in Black 4?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm a sucker for Jeff Bridges.
Yeah,
what can I say?
He's really. I like. I like Ryan Reynolds, but Jeff Bridges is really the only reason I might see this movie. But still, it looks bad.
It does, but it
looks really bad.
Rest in peace, department, and they're like cops wrangling up the dead. Then Red 2. I'm looking forward to this because it's Dean Parisel, I think, the director of Galaxy Quest. This is his movie. This is a movie. This follow up after Galaxy Quest. He hasn't directed anything since. And
he's directed a bunch of TV.
What's funny because the director of Red directed Ripped, and so his sequel to his movie is opening up the same day as his movie. So it's got to be weird.
I think that was kind of a fuck you from this studio. Yeah. Like, hey, guess what? Fuck you.
Which I think Red 2 will do a lot better. I love me some Malkovich in a comedic role.
As little as I don't. I'm trying to think of a nicer way to phrase this. I was not a huge fan of Red.
Really?
But as much as I didn't like Red, I would still rather see Red 2 than Ripped.
Okay. Just for Malkovich alone, it's worth it, I think.
He's well, funny. And Helen Mirren is really hot firing weapons.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it.
She's got a thing for Helen Mirren.
Firing weapons.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't like watching the Queen going, oh, yes.
Helen yeah, Mirren. You're like, yeah, Helen Mirren.
She fires weapons in that, though.
Not quite like this. She's badass in Red.
All right. So that was July, the week of July 19th. Now we're moving on to July 26th. And we have a little another independent movie called The Wolverine. I'm looking forward to this.
I am.
But
I'm not. What? But I am. But I'm not. But I am.
But he is. He's really conflicted
about it. I'm so conflicted about this movie.
We have a friend who saw it already, and he said, it's very still. You're going to like this.
Okay.
So,
well, see, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, I'm on. So we do the pros and cons. So pros, James Mangold.
Yeah.
And just the list that he posted on Twitter of the movies that were influencing this movie. I'm like, all right, that's all in the pros column.
What are the cons?
Wolverine, the last one.
Okay.
He's really working against it.
Okay.
All right, what you need to do is go to the company that erases that part of your mind and just forget about that.
They went out of business, though, because Kristen Stewart got all strung out.
Okay.
There's got to be somebody else's. Maybe there's like a back alley thing.
Here's another pro of this movie is that Aronofsky dropped out of it. And movies that Aronofsky's dropped out of have been good movies. So, The Fighter, one of them. I'm just saying, it could be really, really good. A script written by Christopher McQuarrie. So,
well, I mean, yeah, if it was good enough to attract his interest in the first place. I'm leaning more towards the looking forward to see it. I'm just wary because it's like Wolverine, the last one was so bad.
It was. Jenny, are you looking forward to this or are you out of this?
I'm the same way, actually. I am and I'm not because I'm really worried it's going
to
suck.
It's like once bitten, twice shy. I really, really want it to be good, but I'm like, that first one was so fucking bad. It's like Brian Posehn's joke about the prequels, where it's like every other year, George Lucas, like your uncle touched you. I feel like that. I'm like, all right, well, it didn't happen last year, so maybe it'll be okay, but I'm wary. I hope it's not as bad.
Yeah, you can tell me all day long that you think that you heard from one person that was good, and I could still say that I'm going to be worried about it.
But you have to look at it. It's a different uncle coming to Thanksgiving this year.
He's one that
this one hasn't touched you yet.
Not yet.
I
don't know. I'm just nervous. I feel like it's good to be nervous though, because I don't want to go into it.
I don't want
and it really, really be shitty, and me expect it to be good.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. So if it's shitty and I'm like, it could be good, it could be shitty, then I feel like I'll feel better about it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And then we have, we're moving on to August. Well, we have Smurfs 2 the following week, but I have no interest in seeing that.
I didn't even see that. Wait. After the Wolverine? What about Two Guns?
Yeah, Two Guns.
Two Guns is August 2nd. I have it on here as August 7th. Do you guys have something else?
2nd? Or 7th?
Yeah, 2nd.
So, August. Okay. Isn't that the weekend after?
Yes, yes.
He has a different list.
I have a different list.
Okay.
We're all using IMDb. You're using Joe Blow.
Yeah. So what do you guys have?
No, we just don't have Smurfs, like you said.
Yeah, because who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Moving on to August 2nd.
The Snorks, I'd be excited. But.
We have a movie called 300, Rise of an Empire. No interest in seeing it.
Nope.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Where did that even come from? I just heard about it like last month.
Yeah, and it's already coming out.
Yeah, that's
nobody's ridiculous. In it, I think.
Is it like the same thing sixes. Again? Or is it, I don't understand how they could have a sequel to it.
Yeah, well, they're zombies.
Maybe it's the, I think it's the people who were still in Sparta. I was like, oh shit, they all died. We should probably send more people to fight.
So 300 more people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A different 300.
Just another 300.
Well, I think there.
There's 300 more that we didn't send the first fucking time.
Frank yeah. Miller. Frank well, Miller
remember, graphic why novel. Did they send it the first time?
No, but remember, but that was, okay, not to defend this movie, but the whole point of that movie was that they tricked the Senate. Like, they couldn't get them to send the army, so they snuck away the 300.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really care.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't care either.
I don't care either.
Just and historically. And no one's even in it?
The guy who played Xerxes isn't it?
Yeah, because it's based off of Frank Miller's comic book Xerxes, but they're calling it 300 Rise of an Empire.
Well, they want those people to be confused and be like, oh, it's 300? Oh, I'll go see it. Oh, it's nothing like that. All right, let's talk about Two Guns. I am looking forward to this. I like Denzel.
Denzel and Mark Wahlberg
yeah. in a buddy cop shoot 'em up.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all you had me at. The only thing that could make this movie better is if you said, oh, yeah, and Shane Black wrote it. He didn't direct it, but he wrote it. And I was like, what?
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, okay, and for this a second, one, I didn't see who the writers were, and you got my hopes up.
And the thing for me in the con column on this one, though, is that I really didn't like Contraband.
I didn't see it, so out of sight, out of mind, bro. Two Guns, it just looks fun.
The writer did write for the show Rubicon, and I thoroughly enjoyed Rubicon. Oh,
so this was a comic book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two Guns was?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a fun modern Western shoot 'em up action extravaganza.
Yeah.
With Denzel. Denzel, he's just kind of like having fun.
Yes.
In his later years.
Yeah. I like that.
He's like, let's blow shit up.
Yeah.
Oh, his name's the Stig though.
The Stig?
Yeah. Why would they name him that?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh yeah. Well, he's the Stig. Come on. All right, and then August 7th, we have Percy Jackson and some sort of sea monster or something. I didn't see the first one, so.
That's okay.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah. And then August 9th.
Yes.
Prince Avalanche, I know.
I know.
That looks so good.
No. I've been waiting for planes.
Planes. Trains and automobiles.
Planes.
Wait, no, I'm serious.
Oh, no, Prince Avalanche does look funny.
It does. No, I agree.
Written and directed by David Gordon Green. I'm glad to see him coming back to movies he directs, he writes himself. Even though it's another comedy, I love Snow Angels. Snow Angels was the last like serious drama he made.
I love all the Real Girls.
Yeah.
That's why I will keep following and watching whatever he makes.
George Washington is amazing. So great director.
And then on top of all of that,
Emile Hirsch.
Paul Rudd and Emile Hirsch look hilarious together.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's just going to be the whole movie of them just bantering and doing stuff.
Yeah, it's like a weird
Napoleon Dynamite.
Waiting for Godot, I was going to say.
I was going to go with Napoleon Dynamite, but sure.
It does kind of have that vibe.
It does have that vibe.
Waiting for Godot meets Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. And then we have Planes, Don't Give a Shit.
But no. Yes.
Where the Millers has been in production for fucking years.
I remember reading that script.
Probably more.
6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. We read the first, like, version of the script a long time ago, so I'm curious to see how it evolved.
What is that one?
Basically, it's a slacker. He's I don't know who's in it now. Is it
Jason Sudeikis, Jennifer Aniston, Emma Roberts?
At the time I was reading it, it was Steve Buscemi, and so it's supposed to be a slacker who has to like pull one like last drug deal, you know, and he basically makes up a fake family so he could take them in an RV and go and bring back drugs. Mexico or something.
Yeah.
So they're going with a younger version, I guess. So it's Jason Sudeikis. So he's funny. No, so. But all right, let's talk about the movie we've all been.
Yes.
Again, hyping way too much.
It's all because of Comic-Con.
Elysium.
Comic-Con just.
Yes. Neil Blomback? Blomkamp?
Blomkamp.
Blomback?
Blomback.
Blomback.
Blomkamp. And I'm excited. I like the fact that they interviewed him and they're like, oh, would you be interested in directing Star Wars Episode 8? And he's like, nah, I'd rather make my own original movies. I'm like, yes, I like you. So it's his follow-up to District 9, and I'm excited. Another, more sci-fi. Matt Damon is kind of... I don't want to be telling tales out of school, but he's made... Lately, he's just been kind of hitting it, like, right in... all his movies have been, like, the right choices to make, I think. He hasn't really had a bad... I guess The Adjustment Bureau, I enjoyed. I mean, even though it was a little flawed, I still enjoyed it.
I had fun.
Yeah. So, I'm with that movie. Any thoughts?
Yeah. Charlton Copley as the bad guy. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. He just looks badass.
Yeah, he does.
And Jodie Foster.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Jenny,
anything you want to add? Yeah, I'm excited about it. Definitely.
You're jazz. You're too jazz. Calm down, okay? Sit back down. All right. So, Prince Avalanche, Elysium, and We're the Millers. And then the following week, we have August 16th with a little sequel called Kick-Ass 2. It's a different director. A director that his last movie was Never Back Down, I think. So, I don't know.
Well.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I wasn't sold before, but now I'm really not sold.
Yeah. I liked Kick-Ass 1, so I'll see it, but...
I thought Super was way better.
Yes.
Yeah, but really weird. I don't like how it made me feel. Super left me with, like, a weird, like, feeling. Like, oh, I don't feel good. Remember we saw that, Jenny?
When we tried to watch it, we didn't finish it.
Because it was weird.
We were like, I feel weirded out and I don't want to watch anymore of this.
It was, like, really sad. It was
it was going to be different.
It's very, very going dark. Into it.
And so we were like, we're not in the right mindset to watch a depressing movie right now.
Yeah. Because we thought it was going to be like Kick-Ass. We're like, oh, yeah, Kick-Ass with Rainn Wilson and what's his name directing it?
God, it was so depressing.
Oh,
Guardians of the Galaxy director.
James Gunn. Yeah, James Gunn.
Yeah. And the right mindset, though, I think it could be good.
Because I rewatched it after that with the right mindset. And it is a well-made movie, but... Going in thinking we're going to see Kick-Ass and just see, that's getting the like thing. Weird.
I went into Super and was like, that is exactly what I wanted Kick-Ass to be. I loved it right off the bat. Like, I thought it was amazing and put Kick-Ass to shame.
Yeah.
I would agree.
All right.
But the only thing that it intrigues me about Kick-Ass 2 is Jim Carrey looks awesome.
Yeah. Doing his weird Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. Yes.
Yeah.
I love Chloe Moritz. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to see it.
Yeah, I am too.
But... And it's gonna benefit from the fact that the bar is very, very low. Because I really didn't like the first one at all.
Yeah. All right. And then the following week is August 23rd, a movie I really want to see, The Mortal Instruments.
I'm glad someone's finally talking about it. Let's not
talk about that. Okay. Two good movies, actually. The World's End, Edgar Wright.
Yes. Finally.
The right stuff, guys. Again, this is the third movie in there, I guess, the Buddy
Blood
trilogy.
The Blood and Ice Cream trilogy.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So it's we had Shaun of the Dead, we had Hot Fuzz, and now we have The World's End.
Yes. And this cast. Yeah. Just that.
Read it off, dude.
Well, obviously Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, but then Martin Freeman and Paddy Considine, or however you say his name, and Eddie Marsan, as this group of five friends going out. Wait, did I forget one? No, I didn't. No. That's all I really need.
Yep. That's all you need to know.
And then throwing in the fact that it's Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg writing. And I haven't seen anything for this movie.
Me neither. I think the trailer premieres tomorrow, I think. So keep an eye out for that. When you probably hear this, it'll be out. So check it out. I haven't heard of anything in this movie called You're Next. What the fuck is that?
Oh my gosh.
I've been waiting for this movie.
It looks so good.
What is it? It's like a weird goat on the cover.
It's a mask.
Yeah,
it's a guy wearing a mask. What is it? There are no words. It's a home invasion slasher movie.
Okay.
And it looks amazingly creepy.
It does.
Like, you have to watch this. This is another one. Pause this, go watch the trailer. I hope you're listening to this when it's light out and you're not at home alone by yourself, because it looks amazingly creepy.
I remember reading about this, I think like a year and a half ago or something, and I was like, when is this movie coming out? I need to see this movie. And I just read about it and it was really intrigued. And then when the trailer came out like two months ago, something like that, mm-hmm. I went, what? It's finally coming out? And just got
asked. Oh, is this the trailer where the family's all there eating, yes. gathering at yeah. the food, and then it was just before something Evil Dead. Goes after oh, really? Them?
Yeah. The trailer was before Evil okay. Dead. I mean,
I didn't get that when okay. I saw it. So.
Yeah, that was where I saw the trailer too.
It looks really good. Very creepy.
You're next.
It's an excellent trailer. I hope the movie lives up to the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer actually was pretty good.
You're next. Okay, and then a movie I'm really looking forward to. I don't know what your thoughts are, you guys, but The Grandmaster. I'm excited, you guys. It's a little guy named Wong Kar-wai directing a kung fu movie.
He hasn't made anything good ever.
Yeah, he hasn't made, you know, a couple of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah. But yeah.
So. My Blueberry Nights.
Yeah, loved it, dude. Loved it. I did like it. I like
Cat Powers. It's a weird little movie.
It is, but it's enjoyed good.
It. And Cat Powers in it.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So, Wong Kar-wai directing a martial arts movie. Yes, I was in.
Yeah.
From the point when you said Wong, I'm like, I'm in, sir. The Grandmaster coming out that same weekend of August 23rd. Then we move on to, I don't know what Closed Circuit is. But that's coming out August 28th. I think we should end it here. I think August is the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, One Direction in 3D. They're coming out with a concert film.
What? So. That's the summer too? Is it 3D, I hope?
Can you get tickets now?
Not yet, guys. Sorry. So, and then eventually we'll do our fall preview.
I feel like I was in an episode of The Twilight Zone. Like, I need to walk out of the room without making eye contact.
There's a lot of cool movies coming out September, October, you know, fall.
Rake.
And we'll eventually get to those. But that has been our summer preview, giving you a little taste of what's coming out this summer and some of our thoughts. Hopefully you enjoyed. Follow us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERES.
I'm at Janae, JEHNEIGH.
I'm at An Adam Scott, AN_ Adam Scott.
I'm at K Zuberbeer, that's ZUBERBIER.
Go to our website and click on the Amazon link if you're going to be shopping on Amazon, and that helps out the podcast. So until next time, have a good week.